Prayer will fix it. The name of Jesus will fix it. Say every time, amen. I thank the Lord. I said, because I was telling you this morning, I was sitting up, you know, inside of my bed. And my son called. He said, Mom, I'm going to need your help. He was on his way home. And I, usually when he said, I need your help, I mean, he got the baby. But I was like, no, it's too late in the morning. I was like, no, he ain't got no baby. I said, well, what does that mean? You want me to pick you up, carry you somewhere? Yeah, Mom, you can pick me up, carry me. I just started laughing. I said, well, I'm going to get ready to go lay down. I got ready to lay in my bed. I heard, eh. I said, oh, no, Jesus. She's in the house, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. But I thank the Lord for her being with us on this Women's Day. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord blessing her mother to have a mind. Because she didn't have to have a mindset. You know, there's so many out there. You know, your children might be with them, but the moms would be like, no, 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 not for that. But she's always willing to let her come. And like I said, and I'm praying the Lord will just bless her as well in the name of Jesus. So I thank the Lord, saints, like you said, for the beautiful women's conference we had in Maryland. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to live. And I thank the Lord, say, for, you know, the name. It's important to understand where we are and the salvation that has come through the name of Jesus Christ. So many people are looking for a way out. So many people are looking for a problem-solving technique or whatever. They go to the psychiatrist. They take all kinds of pills. Some of them just jump right on off. You know, they said, I can't handle it no more. You know, but I thank the Lord, he gave us a saving name. Yes, you know, and I thank Jesus for his name. Hallelujah. You know, because I said a lot of times we don't want to get into the habit of just saying Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Don't let it be habitual. But like, you know, every time we say his name, let it have a meaning. But meaning, like he said, whosoever, and that's Acts 2:21, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And, you know, and I want to kind of focus on the word call, you know, because that is very important. It's important for us for bringing our salvation to us, regardless of whether it's here in a physical state, I need him to help in this situation, this issue, or if I'm looking for him to fill me or fill my soul with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and keep me while I'm down here. So the call, thank you, the call has to be personal.
Right.
The call has to be desperate.
Right.
I'm in a desperate need for Jesus. Yep. And it's like, oh, well, you don't have to just say that be desperate all the time. Yes, you do.
Jesus.
Every single day when I wake up, I need to be able to say Jesus with desperateness.
Right.
Why? Because I need your blood.
Right.
I need your mercy.
Right.
I need your grace. As I step out and begin my day, be with me.
Yes.
And it comes with humility.
Yes.
It comes with faith.
Yes.
And we need to be able to do the call his name. Yes. Elder Reynolds gave a definition on Friday night. And, you know, I also had looked it up. And the word call means to, like, cry out.
Right.
Yes.
Cry out.
Right.
And it has a loud cry sometimes. Or you doing it so as to get someone's attention. We are striving to get and keep the attention of Jesus. I don't want to just call him when I feel like, you know, just a situation is taking place. But I want to call him, be able to know, I need you all the time. I want your attention all the time. I need you there for me, Jesus. So Ella Williams, she used to give us these papers, you know, to let you know. Call Jesus while you're brushing your teeth. Call Jesus while you're going up the stairs. Call Jesus while you're going down the stairs. Call Jesus while you're washing the clothes. And some people say, well, that's excessive. But no, it's not. Especially in the times we're living in right now. We definitely need to be calling the name of Jesus. And like I said, not just saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Like I said, those prayer nights when we come in, there's a desperate that should be behind the name of Jesus when I say it. Every time I call the name, it should be desperateness behind it. Thank you, Jesus. I need you either to save my soul, hallelujah, or I need you to just keep my mind. Help me through whatever it is that I'm going through. Thank you, Jesus. So I have to have a desperate call out to the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells me the name of the Lord. Acts 2:21. That's where I am. But it tells me the name of the Lord. And like you said, we have been going over in our Bible studies with Elder Stella and, you know, some with my readings, you know, and I understand in the book of Joel, the prophet Joel, he prophesied that it was going to come to pass. The day was going to come that whosoever called on the name of the Lord, it said in Joel, they're going to be delivered. Okay, so he's letting us know this was a prophecy that was to come and be fulfilled. And it was fulfilled in the New Testament on the day of Pentecost. That's what I love. God said that the Lord is true to his word. We don't, if we pay attention to it or not, it's up to us. But like you said, he's true to his word, and that day has come. That day is here right now. It started on the day of Pentecost, hallelujah. They were in there. Peter let you know. This was the prophecy that was spoken by the prophet Joel. And today, this prophecy has been fulfilled. You could imagine what they look like. By he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, and Peter said, shall be saved. So you can see those two words come into play together, deliver, save. They come together because they have a similar meaning. Jesus is our salvation. But you, I realized on the day of Pentecost, the only way that they were able to be filled or to be delivered or to be saved, they had to be obedient to the instruction that was given them. In the book of John, it tells us in chapter 14, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, he says, what? I will do. But it has to come how? Through his name. That was the instruction. The prophecy said that it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. See, they didn't have the name back then. And they, everything they did, they tried their best to just measure up, to just tell Jesus, thank you. Right. That's why you hear a lot of times, you hear Jehovah this or Jehovah that. But that's not his name.
No.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
But like he told Moses back then, he said, you just tell him I am that I am. Yeah. And because of that, he's Jehovah. He's God. That he is Lord. The self-existent one. Hallelujah. Like you said, they began to attach those different names. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Tisclenu, the Lord my peace, my Lord my banner, all of these things, because they were trying to get attached some kind of way, hallelujah, to their Savior. Thank you, Jesus. But like he lets me know over here in the New Testament, and in the book of Matthew, she said, she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Matthew 1:21. He shall save his people from their sins. We have a Savior that has come. And he has given us the name. That's the key to our salvation. And then he lets me know if all I got to do is call it. Call his name with desperation. Cry out to the name. Be desperate for the name. Get the attention. I know when I get to this altar and pray, I want the attention of Jesus. Yes, it is a fight sometimes when we're down there. Because Satan wants to fight you with all your pain. Your this. Your knees. I'm hot. I'm sweating. Hallelujah. I got a headache. My back. All of these things are taking place. But I want the attention of Jesus.
Right.
So I got to keep saying, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. And every time I say it, got to be some faith in behind.
Right.
You realize that I always think I said the name of Jesus. And you know people get out here with these guns and they shoot. It's some power behind them bullets, right? But if I just say the name with faith, it goes out just like those bullets.
Jesus.
And it hits. Jesus. And it hits the fiery darts of the devil. The Satan is fighting. Hallelujah. He's throwing them. Hallelujah. But my weapon, like the scripture tells me, it says my weapons are not carnal. Saying it's not fleshly. Like I said, that's not what I'm fighting with in my warfare. But I'm fighting with what? That the name of Jesus. To pull down these strongholds that are there in my life. That's why, like you said, I appreciate it. I thank him. Say, for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I got to call the name of Jesus. I got to, what is it, Hebrews 10:35. Let's go there real quick. Thank you, Jesus. I had all my notes here. I'm going to jump all over the place. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And it says here to cast, it says, not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense, self-reward. That when I'm calling on the name of Jesus, I got to know that I have to have confidence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I got to know that he is able to deliver. I got to know that he is able to save. I just said, if I get down there and I don't have faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what's the? I'm just saying Jesus. And like Paul said, you just like one that just beats the air. I'm just running, talking about, I'm calling Jesus, I'm calling him. I'm calling him, no, but you're not running with purpose.
Right.
Like I said, when I'm running, I got to run with purpose. When I'm coming through these doors, it's important that I understand I made it here by the grace of Jesus.
Right.
I didn't have to make it here, hallelujah. I could be another statistic, I'll be somewhere laid up. Can't do anything, but I made it here. So therefore, when I get here, I offer him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you through the calling of his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I have to fight. And I can't let Satan get in between me and my God. Because my God says what? He come to save me. He's come to deliver me. He let me know. He says anybody that call on my name shall be saved. Hallelujah. So when I'm down here or wherever I am, I got to call the name of Jesus. Satan tries to get in the midst. Not here. No. I got to, in the name of Jesus, resist the devil. Because he told me he will flee from me if I resist him. And I got to hold on to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Jesus. I think it's in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm trying to, the enemy's trying to take it from me. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4 through 5. Thank you, Jesus. And let's go there real quick. Because it lets me know the things I have to do. Like you said, to hold on to that name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And verse 5 says, casting down those imaginations. Everything that tries to come between you and Jesus. And why I'm here. And when I'm out there in the world. And I need to be calling on his name. And distraction. All over the place. Hindrances, like we learned last Sunday. Those hindrances are there. Like you said, those people out there, they desire death. Like you said, but if we're not careful, like Paul said, you're going to be swallowed up just with them too. Like you said, that's not the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells me in Jeremiah, he desires to give me an expected end. And that's to be with him, to reign with him. But like I said, I got to understand, hallelujah. And I love this scripture because I've been holding on to it. Verse 5 says, cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, who is Jesus Christ. Everything we know about Jesus. His scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what I know about Jesus. He said, if I call him, I'll be saved. Hallelujah. So anything that tries to get in between that, say, I got to what? Cast down those imaginations. Those things that try to exalt itself in my mind and tell me, you ain't got to do that. It ain't. You don't have to do it right now. I can do it this way. I can do it that way. But the Lord told me here, call my name and you shall be saved. Whatever your situation, I am the Savior. I've come to save you. Hallelujah. And there's no reason why the saints of God should walk around with your head low and act like you have no hope. Because we got a God that can save us. Hallelujah. But all he says I got to do is call his name. Call out to me. Hallelujah. He told me in Jeremiah 33, he says, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. He's the only one that we want to depend on to deliver us, hallelujah, through whatever the situations are. If I need to be saved, I need to call his name. Thank you, Jesus. It says everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And what it tells me to do is bring into captivity. It didn't say Jesus is going to do it. I got to do this. I got to fight. Hallelujah. I got to put up a fight for my salvation. Hallelujah. I said Jesus came in and saved my soul. And I called on the name of Jesus till he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And Jesus gave me joy. He gave me peace. He gave me a hallelujah, a mind to endure. So yeah, I got to fight. I got to fight. It told me call on his name. And here it says here, cast down those imaginations. All that stuff that rise up in my mind and tell me something contrary to what the word tells me to do. All those feelings of what? Like I said yesterday, loneliness. And the end of the world trying to classify as depression. Here, take a pill for this. Take a pill for that. It's all right, because they don't know what to do. They don't have the name. We got the name. Hallelujah. All I got to do is invoke his name. Call his name. Hallelujah. Get somewhere to myself and say, Jesus, touch my mind. Touch my mind. Hallelujah. The devil is trying to take my mind. Hallelujah. Well, don't get involved with these people out here in the world. Why? Because they death is them. That's them. They are it's death. They dwell in it. They live in it. They abide in it. It's death. He says, call me so you can live. The thief cometh not but what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he has come that I may have what? Life. And I may have it more abundantly. But I got to learn how to hold on that to the name of Jesus Christ. I got to what? Have faith in his name. I got to be confident in his name. Walk around and know for sure. Jesus is with me. When I step out, Jesus is with me. But long as I'm doing his word, right? I got to be obedient to what he said. I can't be disobedient. I can't be a hypocrite and then walk around and want Jesus to bless my soul. No, it don't work that way. Hallelujah. The word said, woe unto you, you hypocrite. He don't take pleasure in that. But I got to be obedient to what he tells me to do. That's the only way that the saints receive the gift of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. They were obedient to the instruction. Jesus said, go and wait until I endue you with power from on high. But how are you going to get this power? You got to call my name. He said, ask in my name and I'll do it. Ask in my name and I'll do it. But I can't just say, Jesus. No, I got to call him so I can get his attention. Jesus, come, sing about me. They said they were up in that upper room for what, 10 days? They had whatever it was that was hindering Jesus from coming. So obviously there were some hindrances there. There were some distractions there. We got to do the same thing in our own lives. Get it out. Like I said, don't let nothing hinder you. Like you, he said, we don't serve a God that can't help us or save us. Like you said, but it's our what? Sin. All of that stuff that hinders him from coming by and blessing us. You know, the mind to entertain carnality. The mind to entertain and see what the world is doing. Asaph said, yeah, I looked at him and I almost slipped. He said, but then I understood their end. Yeah, wait a minute. They're going to hell. I'm supposed to have Jesus. I got to call in the name of Jesus. But like you said, the only way they were able to see the power, feel the power of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, they had to call the name. And they waited. Like you said, they tarried in Jerusalem, in the upper room, 10 days until Jesus came by. But then it said suddenly, on that day of Pentecost, it said Jesus came in like a rushing mighty wind. That see, when he comes, he comes. I was saying to somebody yesterday, I said, listen, when the Lord, he give us time to get ourselves together. I said that he can either come as your judge or he can come as your savior. But I tell you, when he comes, he's coming. Hallelujah. And I thank Jesus, I said, because they were there in the upper room. And I know they were calling out to the name of the Lord, because that's what Peter, he professed on that day. He told them Jews, he said, whosoever, this is the prophecy that's fulfilled this day. The Lord has done what he promised that he was going to do. He is a promise keeper. He is a truth. He keeps the truth. He don't lie. There is no lie in Jesus. He said it way back then and he did it on this day. And it only came by calling the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord there because they were looking at him. And I, you know, kind of put my mind on the fact that they said here, these people were looking like they were drunk. They were walking around all spaced out, you know, whatever, however they were doing, but they were praising and magnifying the name of Jesus. I said, you know, and Peter said, no, we not drunk. We got Jesus out on the inside. See, you know, there's something when Jesus Christ is life. We understand he comes throughout the whole entire world. The book of John, John chapter 1. He said he lighteth every man that cometh into this world. He is life. And see, on the day of Pentecost, they didn't have the life done on the inside of them. So when Jesus got in there, hallelujah, he began to move on them. You imagine on that day, and that's why a lot of time I say you take your mind back to when we say we received the gifts of the Holy Ghost. What were you like? You said life came into your soul. What were you like? Hallelujah. Did you just sit there and say, I thank him for the Holy Ghost? Yeah. You got up, you praised Jesus. Hallelujah. You spoke in tongues as the gift of God gave you utterance. Hallelujah. I know on nights when we would be there in the church on Friday night, and some of the saints would come through with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the saints would just sit there and marvel. And we would just see Jesus just move. And some would laugh. And some would just twist all around. He said, wow, you just sit there. And this is a beautiful thing because the saints that had it, we could connect with it. And those of us that didn't have it, we were looking like, wow, I want that too. You know, how am I going to get that? I got to go home and do a little bit more. You know, they said, well, what can I do? Like some Jews said, what can I do to fix this? Hallelujah. You got
to
have a hunger
after
the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way the Lord was able to come in and to bless their souls. They had to cry out, say to the name. They wasn't. They could have been just there for 10 days. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord said, they're not ready yet. They're not ready yet. They're not ready for me. And each and every day, build it up a little bit more. Wait a minute. We got to add a little faith. Wait a minute. Let's not let everybody be on one accord. Let's say you be on one accord in your own life. Get the stuff out that's not like the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand it, that he's willing to do his part. But I got to be willing to do mine, okay? Like I said, and that is to be obedient to what he tells me to do. That to receive my salvation, my deliverance. What does deliverance mean? Deliverance means, and it says here in the word, you know, those of us that have Scofield Bibles, it's a footnote there. And it says salvation implies that I am delivered. And it said that means I've been rescued. I've been set free. I'm safe. Salvation implies safety. I'm protected from danger, harm, risk, injury. Who's trying to do these things to me? Satan. It says the name of the Lord is a what? Strong tower. Proverbs 18:10. The righteous running in and they are what? Safe. I got to run into the name of Jesus Christ. When these things are coming, whatever it is, even hindrances to not be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hindrances to keep the Holy Ghost. I got to keep invoking the name. Fall in love with his name. Like you said, though, if we truly, truly have the Holy Ghost, we understand what that means. I love his name. I don't get tired of hearing the name. Some people say every time I go over there, them Jesus, Jesus, this and Jesus. Yes, because that's my Savior. He's the only, he saved me from what? Hell. He saved me from hell's fire. Preservation. Salvation implies that I'm being preserved. What does that mean? I'm being maintained in my original or my existing state. My original state was what? Salvation. The Holy Ghost. I was on fire for Jesus. I was glad about Jesus. Like you said, as soon as the door opened, I was right there. I might have been the first one to get up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. For this or that, I was singing. The preservation, it keeps me with that mind. Said to stay like you are. Don't change. Jesus says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's Hebrews 13. Is that he does not change. So who changes? Us. We're the ones that change. But like I said, we keep calling the name. He'll preserve us. He will keep us preserved. He'll maintain me in my original state. Hallelujah. I don't want to be all shifted around. Like I said, Jesus put me right here and I'm over here. And I'm waiting for him to bless me. No, he's not coming. He said, because you're not where I put you at. Get back where I had you at. Then you can call my name. Then you can see that I'm able to come by and bless you, okay? Salvation also implies that I'm healed. I'm said to make become sound. Oh, I'm healthy again. my mind said the sin sickness of my mind. Was it the man that was in the garden? And they said he had lost his mind. The demons was just running through him. So when Jesus got finished with him, he was where? In his right mind. Sitting where? At the feet. Sitting still at the feet of Jesus. A lot of times we be moving around. We got to check and make sure that's the right spirit. The Lord may not be working in me. I'm too busy. Sit still. Be like Mary said, listen, I don't have time. Martha said, said, Lord, she don't do nothing. She's not moving. She need to get up and come help. And the Lord said, she's doing what's most important.
Right.
And that's listening to my word.
Right.
I don't need you moving all around. I don't need
that's
you doing that.
Right.
But I do need you to hear my word.
Yeah.
I do need you to be obedient to what I say to you.
Right.
And also the last word, salvation, implies that I'm sound. I'm in a good condition. And I have good judgment. Like I said, I can make good, sound decisions.
Right.
And the Lord, that's because I what? Have the desperate cry for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I want him to bless my mind.
Right.
When I go out, bless my mind.
Right.
I got unsaved loved ones, but bless my mind.
Right.
I got my children. I don't know, they're all over the place, but bless my mind.
Yeah.
You know, people on my job, they're all over the place, but bless me. Bless my mind.
Right.
Don't worry about, like you say, going dead to come. Don't worry about the other people.
Yeah.
Don't worry about them. We doing what? Personal accountability. I'm worried about me. The scripture says, save my what? Self from this untoward generation. They say untoward because they're not going towards Jesus. They're going untoward him to hell. They're going down where Satan is and where Satan dwells. Like you said, he wants company. And like you said, he's doing all he can to fight us. But we got to say the name. And like you said, the Lord, he's given us his word over and over and over again, because there's going to come a time where we are really going to need Jesus. And if we have not been perfecting this thing like we should have, we're going to stand there empty. We're going to stand there wondering why. Why this is happening. Why that is happening. Yeah, because I'm not calling him. I'm not crying out to him. I told Elder Scott the other day, I said, somebody throw me in the middle of the ocean. I'm not going to sit there and go, help. And I ain't got no boat. I ain't got no oars, no paddle, no nothing. I'm just, and it's sharks all swimming around me. They look waiting for me to just give up so they can just come on. But what am I doing? I'm splashing. I'm crying. Help! Help! This is the same thing for us. We may not physically do it each and every day as I'm going out. No. But my internal part of me is saying, Jesus, help me. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let this stuff come out my mouth. Don't let the wrong thing come out my lip. Saying stuff to offend people. You know, I need to have good judgment. Soundness in my mind. Hallelujah. I need to be able to be in a good condition. So when people come towards me, they say, oh, yeah, I know her. She represents Jesus. I know him. He stands for Jesus. Stand for Jesus. Not just do anything, but I'm standing for Jesus. Those people out there, they want help. They want it. They may not show it, but they want help. Like you said, our sisters and all of our kids, they may say, yeah, I don't believe in God. But somewhere down in their head, Bishop always tell us, you come in this world, you know, there's a hole inside of you that needs to be filled. Hallelujah. The enemy tries to fill ourselves up, fill them up with a whole bunch of stuff that's ungodly. You know, what have you, because they want to do everything. Like Elder Scott said yesterday, you know, if you tell people, if you told folks, come on in here and be baptized in his name, we would have people just running in. That's the easy part. Come on, I can just be baptized in his name. Amen. You know, but you got to also, you need to repent. You need to stop your wrong. Then you need to go down in his name. Because his name represents his what? His blood. Yeah, the blood is precious. The blood, hallelujah, covers me each and every day. I don't need to know wonder whether or not I'm covered under the blood. I need to know when I go out there to fight that I'm covered up under the blood of Jesus. But then the Lord said, come up and walk high in the newness of life. But I also need power to stay that way, to stay preserved, to stay in the original state he put me in. Clean, hallelujah. He cleaned my slate of all the sin. Stay that way. Like you said, but then you said, come on, let's call Jesus. Oh, okay. You know, they may get down there a few times. Then you may not see them as much. Then they may start dwelling, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, this, I got this going on. I got this. Something about calling that name, it makes people run. You know, said, but you got to be true to the name, because the name is a saving name. That name finds you out where you are. It cleans you up if you let it. Well, we got to learn to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go over to the book of Jonah real quick. I wanted to point out some of the things. Thank you, Jesus. And in chapter 2 of the book of Jonah. And what I really want to pull away from Jonah is verses 1 through 10 is the call, the cry he had. It was a cry of desperateness. Yes, I understand Jonah. He was disobedient to Jesus. And every now and then, we're going to get in a state where we mess up, you know, whatever. But he still had to come to the understanding and know that Jesus, he didn't know the name at the time, but he said salvation is of the Lord. The Lord, the self-existent one. He didn't know the name of Jesus at the time, but he understood that with the cry that he needed, it brought him salvation. Okay, so he was disobedient. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ told him to do. We understand he was swallowed up. They're in the belly of the fish. Thank you, Jesus. And over in verse 2, Jonah chapter 2, and it says, he tells me over in verse 2, and it says, out of the belly of hell he cried. He cried. That cry was so personal.
Yeah.
Listen, he was down in that fish's stomach and all this nonsense in darkness, I'm sure. Listening to all kind of whatever's going on. His outside situation. Wait a minute. You know, I done been disobedient. I'm sitting up here in this fish. Why am I here?
Wow.
You gotta come to understand. Sometimes Jesus gotta put you in a state so you can say, wait, I shouldn't be. This is uncalled for. I shouldn't be like this. If I just be obedient and do what I call on my Savior,
right.
I don't have to be in no belly of no fish crying out to Jesus. But what did Jonah say? Out of the belly of hell. He understood, listen, if I don't get out of this, my soul is lost. I'm going to die in this fish. Same thing with us. If we don't cry, the Lord said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So obviously, if I don't call him, I won't be what? Saved. And my home is hell. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we call unto him. They call unto him because, yeah, I don't want to go there, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. I want to be with you.
Right.
I want to stay with you, Jesus, hallelujah. No matter what the situation, I want to stay with you, Lord. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Because Jesus Christ is what? He's with me. I got to go either, like my husband told me one time, you got to go through the valley and you got to go to the mountaintop. Sometimes you're going to be feeling real high. But sometimes Jesus is going to lead you through some darkness. But nevertheless, you still got to go. You can't stop and say, nope, I'm not going. Now if you're with Jesus, you say, oh, yes, you are. You're going to stay with me. Yeah, you are. You got to come on. It's going to happen anyway. Like you said, so you might as well go on in and be obedient. Hallelujah. And while you're there, call his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was reading this morning, and they were talking about some of the Pharisees was asking the Lord, why the disciples, why they don't fast, and all these different things. The Lord said, listen, while I'm here, they don't have a need. I'm right here with them. Thank you, Jesus. So when I'm not with them, he said, that's when they are fast. Thank you, Jesus. So we have Jesus. We got the name. We don't have them physically here. But like you said, we got a fast. So let me know, I got a fast. I said, I'm not holding his hand, but I'm right here. And I got him on the inside of me. I got to fast. I got to call his name if I want him to come and see about me, okay? Let's keep going. He says, I was cast out of the sight. And verse 5 says, the waters compassed me even to my soul. That thing got personal. Even in his soul started to be affected. Like he said, that part of you should be. And we said, we at the altar when we're here. And we said, call him with your soul. That's just so the real you. Call Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't call him with your knees. Oh, my back, but I'm still calling him. No, you're in yourself. Let your soul call him. I guarantee you, put your mind on him long enough, you won't worry about him. The Lord will come by and bless you for it. Hallelujah. Like it says here, but the waters compassed him about. Says verse 5 and 6, it says that he was in the depth. The weeds was all around his head. It said he was at the bottom of the mountain, below sea level, way, way, way down. He was out of the sight of Jesus Christ. He understood that he needed help. Verse 6 says, but he brought me up, said, from corruption. And verse number 7 also says, his prayer came unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7, it says, and when my soul fainted What did he do? He remembered who? Jesus. He remembered the Lord. His soul began to think. Like you said, we don't want to get in a situation where my soul fails, but sometimes we will. Sometimes we're going to go through things and it feels like all is against me. I don't know whichever way to go. But it said, remember who? Jesus. Jonathan, I remember the Lord because he didn't have the name. But we got to remember who? Jesus. That devil be fighting up against us. Like you said, it might make my soul faint sometimes. Like you said, oh, this is just a bit too much. Hallelujah. But Jesus always said, I'm not going to put too much on you where you can't bear it. I'm going to give you only what I know that you can deal with. So if you give it to me because you know I can take it. And he also going to make a way of what? Escape from it. But like he said, my soul fainted. He said his soul fainted, but he remembered the Lord. And he said, verse 7, his prayer came to thee. My prayer came up to Jesus. And verse number 9, and he began to say that he got the right mind. He said, I'm going to begin to sacrifice. He changed his mind. His mind was funny at first. He wanted to run away from Jesus and thought he was going to run away from the God, like you said, of creation, the God, the redeeming God, the God that sees all, knows all. Except for then he put him in the holding state where you had to come to your senses. A lot of times we get in situations, all of us when we were out in the world, we had to come to our senses. The Lord shined the light. He gave someone the mind to give you the word. And when I heard the word, you didn't walk away. Some of us, like you said, we might have went away for a little while, but it didn't leave you. You thank Jesus, you right back here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got the right mind. Said Jesus, give you a sound mind. He said, give me, I'll be able to make a good judgment. Be in a good condition. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Jonah said, he began to do, I said, I'm going to sacrifice. He didn't say, I may. He said, I will sacrifice. I will pay what I vow to you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to now pay and do what I said I'm going to do. He said, salvation is of who? The Lord. That thing came up out of him. His soul was affected. Like you said, he had to utter it from a deep a place of his soul. I had to utter and understand. Jesus, Lord, he's my only Savior. The Lord is my only Savior. I love this because even back then, they didn't have the name. They didn't have the infilling of the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside. But they understood who was their Savior. So then listen, the prophecy has been fulfilled over here in the New Testament. The Lord has come to us. He's given us a name to do what? Fill us up so we can feel the salvation. Hallelujah. So I can feel my deliverance. I can feel me being preserved. So thank you, Jesus. I could have went that way, but no, you kept my mind. Thank you, Jesus. I feel my healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sound in my mind. I thank you. Hallelujah. We hear people say, I thank Jesus for being clothed in a what? Right mind. Yeah, I'm clothed in my right mind. Hallelujah. Because I'm here and I got a mind that is called Jesus. Hallelujah. He's my Savior. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him because when we wanted him. Hallelujah. And you got to, that's what we got to do. We got to want. And to speak the same thing to say of old, call him like you need him. Call him like you want him. Thank you, Jesus. That's what the world and God is looking for. Hallelujah. I'd like to say, it makes sense. I'm not going to come to somebody that don't want me there. Why should I? You're going to abuse me. You're going to take advantage of me. You're not going to treat me the way I want to be treated. Like you said, so why should I come and fill you up with myself? No. I'm only coming when you have a mind that to receive me like I should be received. How does then and only then will I save you? Then and only then will I deliver you. Then and only then will I heal you. Will I keep your mind sane? Will I preserve you? Will I give you safety? Will you learn to respect and bow down to my name? Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord. Our sister Scott has said, and even Renee in the book of Philippians, and it says every knee, every single knee is going to bow down. We're going to bow. But like we've been told before, either you do it now, or you're going to do it over in the other place. Hey, listen, I need a bow now. I go through a lot of stuff right now. Like you said, and I need Jesus to save me every day. I may be filled with the Holy Ghost, but I need deliverance all day, every day. And I need to call his name, hallelujah. And I need to learn to humble myself. Thank you, Jesus. Get on down there, hallelujah. Some lot of people say, ooh, the altar. I don't have to be down. You know, they used to look at the altar as a place of, you know, because you got to be down. Oh, something must be wrong. Something must be wrong. They got to get down into that altar again. But no. The altar is a place of deliverance.
Yes, it is.
Even the altar is in your mind anyway. Yes. We got this little piece of wood. It's just wood. Yes. But the altar is where you set up Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. If I had to pray at this red chair,
yes.
Yeah, that's my place of sacrifice.
Yes.
I'm giving him what he deserves.
Yes.
I'm letting him know I love you.
Yes.
I thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to preserve me. You didn't have to keep me safe. You didn't have to keep my mind straight. You didn't have to do all these wonderful things that are of yourself. But you understand salvation is all balled up in that one name.
One name.
That one name. And if I put some faith right behind it, power. The power that explodes when I say the name of Jesus. Ooh, the power that blow up inside of my soul. Like you said, Jonah said, my soul was fainting.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But he understood, listen, I understand you heard my cry. You know, listen, I'm going to change. I'm going to pay the vow I owe you, Jesus. Some of us just come in and you say, listen, the Lord let me know if you don't get it in now, you're not going to get another chance.
Right.
You better get in there right now and do as my word and gave you all this time. And now it's time to stop.
Yeah.
It's time to get on in there and give me what I deserve.
Right.
But listen, it's up to us to do it. I got to make up my mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to serve him.
Right.
The song says, for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord. It has to be a desire thing. No one should be coaching me to serve Jesus. No one should be coming in behind me and saying, call the Lord. Call Jesus. This and I got him. If you got Jesus on the inside, you should be using the name every day. Elder Reynolds said, we get down here. Like you said, say the name. Because salvation is in the name. Jesus. I know every now and then we make it happen. I get happy too. You may begin to speak in tongues, but come on back. Keep saying the name. Jesus. You may call him to get caught up again. Jesus. You may begin to speak to him again, but come on back. Because I still need him to keep working. I need the work to be done. The tongues is just the praise and the communication. But I need the work to be done on the inside. I need him to repair what the devil has tried to tear down. Build it up again. Hallelujah. He tried to tear my mind up. Jesus. Hallelujah. Make my mind sound again. Hallelujah. Put me back at the original state. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is able. Hallelujah. I can't say nothing else. Oh, don't let your lips say, just. No. Say his name. Oh, he said, ask in my name. Hallelujah, Jesus. They said, I told you about the time I had the bells pausing. You know, and I know many of you might have heard it already, but I couldn't say the name. And I was at the altar, and I was like, I said, wait a minute. In my mind, I said, I can't do this. This is not going to work. This is not going to work. Hallelujah. I know people are saying, well, it's all right, because you got bells pausing. You really can't call. No, that for me, I was like, no. This is not going to work. I got to say the name I got to call. I'm not getting ready to make provision and excuse for this flesh. No, thank you. Like you said, but when I sat there, I began to call him. And I said, Lord, loose my mouth. Loose my mouth so I can call your name. Saints, and I promise you, when I was there that night, the Lord began to move my mouth around. He did it. He let me hear his name in my ear. Jesus is real. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him. Hallelujah. For his power in his name. Nobody but Satan tries to keep us. Like you said, when I was on fire for him, I had joy in the Holy Ghost. People couldn't sit me still. I was just so moving around, glad about Jesus. But as I go through, and I got put a note here, I said, we're not careful, the issues of life will affect my salvation. If I'm not careful, that nonsense and that foolishness will affect my mind and my state that I'm supposed to be in. I'll think I'm in the right state and I'm over here where he told me not to be. And I think I'm where I should be at, but I'm not. That's what the issues and carnality of life will do, say to us, if we're not careful. It will move us out of the places where we're supposed to be at. I'm way over here. I'm about a couple of inches away from hell's fire. I'm over here, but I'm still talking about praise Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm moving closer and closer because I'm carnal minded. My mind is carnal. Every time church is over, I'm running to get somewhere carnal. But when it comes time to come to church, I got a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. Like I said, I'm moving closer and closer. I'm on the phone. I'm doing all kind of things that just keeping my mind all off of Jesus. Carnality. And I'm just still talking about, I love Jesus. I love him. And I'm just moving closer and closer. And they say, yeah, come on. Keep on coming a little bit closer. Yeah, because you're really not calling Jesus. You really not calling him like you should. I know what you're doing. We can fool ourselves. If you can't fool Jesus. But Lord, I'm going to be real truthful with you. You let Satan pull you off if you want to. And I'm going to deal with you accordingly. Why? Because he said, well, Satan made me do it. No, you did it. You made that decision. You chose to do that. You had my word all day, every day. He told the rich man, he said, they got the problem. They got the word. Just like you had. You didn't listen, and look where you are. If they don't listen, they're going to be right here with you. Like I said, so we got to be ever so careful, saints. Like I said, no, we don't want to take this thing lightly. Call his name. When the saints say call it, don't get mad. Don't get mad. When somebody said you call the name is a saving name. We don't get mad at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how you know it's nobody but the devil. It's nobody but the devil that will make you get upset this time he called Jesus. Yeah. If you need the Lord, if you need him to help you, call him. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. Thank you for coming by me and nudging me. Yeah, call him, call him. We got to help one another. Call Jesus. Jesus said, that's the only way. That's the only way I'm going to get all of these words all balled up together. That's the only way I'm going to receive my salvation. That's the only way I'm going to live. If I just do what, I got to call the name. But not just say it. I got to cry out. Yeah, cry out to him. Get that stuff out of me. The stuff that's not like Jesus. That don't clean me up. That don't repair me. That's where I come. This is my repair clinic. This is the station to get fixed up again. There's the stuff out there that'll try to tear me down. So I got to get in here and let him put all those words, restore them words back to me again. Make me sound. Heal me. Keep me safe. Preserve me. All of those things I deliver. Me, I need those words to stay with me. I need them to follow me each and every day, saints. So we thank the Lord that the only way we can do that, we understand that is only through the new birth. Like you said, the only way I'm going to be able to officially, listen, even if I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost, and I need Jesus, I still got to be able to utter that cry out. I got to get his attention. I've got to get the attention of Jesus. I tell you, only what I do each and every day for my very own life. I'm telling you, like Elder Sister Scudder said, the enemy, he comes in like a flood. Satan don't be playing with us. He comes in with all he got. He comes in with all of it. Every last bit of it. And if you're not where you're supposed to be at, he hits you right in your face. Bye, right there. And if you're not where you're supposed to be at, guess what? He moves you right on off your state. He keep pulling you right on off. And you'll just begin to say and do things that are not in the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because I'm not invoking the name through faith. I'm not having confidence. I'm not having faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not casting down those imaginations and those things that exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Like I said, I have to understand my spiritual warfare.
And Elder Singleton told us, it's demons, spirits. All that stuff is out here. It ain't the people. It's the devil in them. And if you understand that, you can fight better. Like, sister, you know, any of my sisters, my brothers come towards me with something weird, I understand it ain't them. It's the devil trying to attack who? Me. I can't be like, well, so-and-so, brother, so no. It's the devil. And he was trying to attack me at the moment. It's up to that person to understand their spiritual state and know where they are, okay? But if we thank the Lord, like you said, we want to continue to utter the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the name. And I can call the name all day. Thank you, Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved my soul. The day I received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it was like a sweet thing all down on the inside. Like you said, I think the mission statement for the women was to be a mentor and to teach the ways of holiness. Like you said, to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way we can mentor and teach is through our lives. We don't got to say a whole lot. People are not big on words anyway. They look at what you're doing. And looking at how you're living. I could talk all day long. Jesus this and hallelujah. But they're looking at my life. Am my life adding up to what I'm saying out of my mouth? That's the only way I can teach somebody. It has to add up with what is in this word. My life got to add up with what's in this book. Okay? So like I said, if we're not careful, we're going to be held accountable for these things. But say, remember, let's cry out to the name of Jesus. The days are getting worse and worse. And we want Jesus to stay with us and in us. And if we don't have him in us, to get him in us. We want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to stay saved until Jesus Christ comes back for us.